today.
A Florida pastor rethinks nixing the Quran burning. One major network says if he does burn the Qurans, they won't cover it. You might be surprised by which network it is. There's a huge explosion that just absolutely ripped through dozens of houses near San Francisco. I don't think I've ever seen a fire shoot up that quickly where the flames went hundreds of feet in the air. Terrible stuff there. And the wildfires in Colorado might hit Boulder. How you doing, Kate Delaney, America Tonight? Left, right, and all those spaces in between. I don't care what your stripes are. I just care that you have an opinion, because that's what it's all about, my friends, living in America. It is the home of the brave, right? Land of the free. That's why we love it so much and why so many people will do whatever it takes to try to get to America. So keep this number close by, because you might want to throw in your two cents. 800-259-5791. For those of you that are like me and you have pens that never work or you're not great at memorizing numbers, here we go again. 800-259-5791. I've told this story probably way too many times on the air, but it's worth repeating. I think when we're talking about the mosque slash Islamic center that could be built two blocks from ground zero, and when we're talking about the burning of the Quran that's getting a lot of attention at this Gainesville, Florida, small church, and some of the other things that are happening, one very depressing thing to me is really the lack of stories about the victims of 9/11. You know, you saw those bumper stickers, "We'll never forget," and you'd see the World Trade Center towers that would just be there in the bumper sticker. Sometimes they would be on the back of a truck. And then I was in New York and New Jersey, so I saw a lot of people that lost a husband, a wife, a cousin, a brother, whatever, and they had their name stenciled on their window. And 9/11, you know, 2001, because it's about that. It's about not forgetting as a nation what happened on that day. Having lived through it, having been on the air after everything was happening and there was mass confusion, and being on at the time an all sports station that was mega huge in the New York area. It was all about the big teams, the Knicks and the Mets and the Yankees and, you know, any and every New York team. Everyone in our biggest city suspended conversation about what was going on, whether it was football or baseball or whatever, because everybody's heart was broken. But not just in New York. Everywhere around this great country, people felt, I think, what happened, not just in New York, but what happened at the Pentagon, and what happened when the plane had to land in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Well, had to land, did land, because of the people that were really heroes and rammed the cockpit instead of letting that plane fly into some building, whether it's the White House or whatever, in Washington, D.C. And I know I've probably told this story, too. I knew one person that escaped the plane flying into the building, got out as soon as it happened. It was in the next tower. And my mother, whose job it was to find people jobs, to place them in government jobs, had a young, smart young man who was desperate to work at the Pentagon, and would email her and call her and try to do anything he could to get placed at the Pentagon for years. And she worked really hard to try to get him in there. And finally she had. He was on the job for a week and was killed. Those are the stories. Those are the people that you take away with you with a very, very heavy heart. So here's what it sounded like on that day. Listen to this montage from, I think, some shocked newscasters in New York City and also some people on the street who saw things happen. Listen to this.
This is live coverage from ABC News. I'm Jim Hickey. An airplane has crashed into the upper levels of one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. A tremendous amount of smoke is billowing from the upper levels of that tower.
My name is Brian Lutz. I'm about 10 blocks away north of the World Trade Towers. I was looking at the Trade Towers exactly when it happened. I heard this incredibly low noise, and I knew something horrific was about to happen. I dove away from the window not to be shattered with glass if it was a huge explosion. I will tell you from the size of the gash that the wingtip had to be at least 150 to 200 feet wide. Oh, my God!
Oh,
the next building
is
just
another one.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Another plane just flew in.
I feel the heat. The explosion is incredible. Oh, my God!
Another plane as we were watching.
I can't believe this. The second tower has exploded from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
It was just a small explosion, and then rocks and debris and everything started pouring down. Firefighters, everyone yelling, run, run, people running down the street.
Best I saw it, it just blew up. A big explosion, people started running. It was just chaos everywhere.
As soon as it got hit, I was thrown to a window. So I was very lucky to get out.
I was up on in my office on the northwest corner of the 82nd floor. I heard a noise like a sonic boom almost, and then a blast. The building swayed, shook a little bit. I saw papers coming fly out of the middle of the building, and then we went to the staircase to try to get down.
I'm sitting down and I'm crying. I couldn't believe something like this would actually happen. And about 10 minutes later, then the whole building just started to collapse.
It was about 9:35, and I was looking out our 12th floor windows, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
The aircraft penetrated deep inside the Pentagon. It is organized in rings from the E-ring on the outside. It penetrated all the way into the A-ring in the inner part of the Pentagon.
As we are boarding Air Force One, they have bomb squads out here checking all of our gear a second time.
It's Linda Douglas on Capitol Hill. We've just been told that the Capitol is being evacuated and that all reporters must follow the direction of the Capitol Police.
It's Monica off the FAA conference call. There are no planes taking off in the entire country. Planes are allowed to land. No planes are taking off in the entire country.
It's Martha Raddatz. They have now issued an evacuation order at the State Department. As a precaution, they're saying everyone should evacuate.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Yeah, and you saw that President Bush had many things to say afterwards, and then his famous visit to Ground Zero, where he was with the firemen, too. We'll let you hear some of that a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, thoughts on the mosque/Islamic center, and also what's going on with the burning of the Quran. Is it truly off, or is it on? Plus, we'll take your calls. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's the latest, friends, on the burning of the Quran with this pastor in Gainesville, Florida. The church was saying they weren't going to do it. He was saying they weren't going to do it. But now the leader of this Florida church is saying the opposite. He's saying he was lied to, so he's rethinking his decision to cancel burning the Qurans to mark 9/11. And what he's talking about, why he was lied to, is he says that this Imam Muhammad Mursi, who is part of an Islamic society in Central Florida, who met with him, apparently persuaded him to call off the planned burning of the copies of the Quran. And part of the deal was he got the sense somehow from the Florida guy that the Imam in New York was willing to move the Ground Zero Mosque from the planned location, which is two blocks away. In the meantime, Donald Trump has offered to buy the Ground Zero Mosque. Of course, that's been declined. And Fox News is saying, you know what? If the pastor burns the Quran, we're not covering it. None of the other networks have really said whether they'll cover it or not. But Fox is saying, look, if we send a camera out every time someone wants us to stick a camera in front of them, we'd run out of cameras. So this is really about using judgment. So we're not going to cover it if he does decide to burn the Qurans. All right, let's go to Ryan in Arizona. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind? Welcome to the show.
Well, when does Fox cover any news that's really newsworthy? They're a bunch of propagandists anyway. And you know what? It's really interesting, those clips that you played. I had never heard the clip where the guy said that the plane penetrated into the A-ring. You know what the A-ring is?
Right. The guy that was saying that on the street. Okay, so what's your point? So you think it's all propaganda?
No, well, hold on. I had never, no, oh, Fox is mostly propaganda.
Okay.
It's a load. We know Glenn Beck is an operative. We know he's a clown. We know he's there to hijack the Tea Party movement, give you 90% truth and 10% total lies. We know what he's all about. We know what Palin's all about. She's being groomed to be president, or for some reason she's put in charge of this Tea Party movement with Beck. I have no respect for Fox whatsoever. But I don't know who the person was on the ground. I don't know how anybody on the ground could know that the plane penetrated the A-ring of the Pentagon. The pictures that I've seen show a hole in the outside of the E-ring and the inside of the C-ring. Mm-hmm. And the inside of the C-ring hole is maybe 10 foot around, and the outside of the E-ring is maybe 16 foot around. None of them are congruent with an airplane. An airplane has a carbon fiber nose on it, and for that plane to penetrate even all the way through the C-ring, if it penetrated the C-ring, why wasn't fuselage of the plane found? If it could go in and penetrate all of those rings and leave a hole in the inside of the C-ring, which I have seen physical photographs of, why wasn't there fuselage found? In other words, if it hit the E-ring and dissipated on impact like they said, how could there be a hole on the inside of the C-ring?
Okay, so your philosophy is that's not what happened at the Pentagon.
The truth
based on
is,
but the truth that somebody at the Pentagon told you, or the truth that you learned from where?
The truth is, I've seen a picture. There are actual pictures on the internet of people walking around between the C and the B ring, and you can see the hole on what is the inside of the C ring. There's a 10-foot hole or so. And there are actually people dressed up in either some type of Pentagon uniforms with hard hats that were walking around this debris, and it shows a hole on the inside of the C-ring. The person that you had on was saying it penetrated all the way into the A-ring. My question was, who is this person? Was it a guy on the street? And if he was on the street, how could he...
No. It was a reporter who covered the Pentagon, so got the information from the Pentagon, was trying to get as much information out there and said that. Yeah. That wasn't
okay,
from somebody on the street.
Okay. So if it was a reporter, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Since pictures did show up of a hole on the inside of the C-ring, why did no pictures show any damage within the B-ring or the A-ring? And why did April Gallup, who was 30 foot from the blast, say that when she walked through the hole of the E-ring, when they hauled her and her son out because she had a broken hip, she personally told me that the inside of the E-ring was intact and all that she saw was debris. I don't know if you know who April Gallup is, but if you Google April Gallup guns and butter, you will hear an interview with her and Dave Von Kleist, and you'll hear the double talk of Jamie McIntyre, who was with Fox or one of the networks, who is now a Pentagon correspondent, who on that day says there's no evidence a plane hit the Pentagon. There's small pieces of a plane. There's no fuselage. There's no tail sections. And a week later, he's a correspondent to the Pentagon, and he says, oh, yeah, I saw the plane came come in, and then it basically disappeared.
Right.
If you're a believer in the official story, I have no problem with Hamas being 2 blocks from ground zero, because as much as I do not like the Muslims and their religion and how they keep Christians out in their country, I believe they've been dealt a raw deal on 9/11, because 9/11 did not happen as they say it happened. I'm sorry. 2 planes do not hit the World Trade Centers and then something gets through and hits the Pentagon. My friend sold all of the digital cameras that go inside the Pentagon back in the late 80s or early 90s when the digital technology came out. He claims there's hundreds of cameras around the Pentagon. I've heard at least 85. They removed the camera from the Citco. They got the footage from the Radisson or the Sheraton Hotel down the street. My friends were there at thepentagon.com. They've got pictures of the holes where the cameras were that were removed by the feds. And they have upfront knowledge that there were about 15 witnesses that saw the plane coming over the Navy annex and not south of Columbia Pike, as the official farce government story says. They have Pentagon police officers that were on site at the Sitco that said that they were on the starboard side of the plane versus port side, which meant that the plane had to come in north of them.
All right, Ryan, we get it, because you're giving us way too much information overload on the conspiracy side of this. Thanks for the call. Here's the bottom line. I have different thoughts on what happened at the Pentagon, and I understand there are plenty of people that do not believe that it is what it is. But I can tell you, I was in New York, and I believe that the planes flew into the World Trade Center towers. I was not in Washington. I only know secondhand from people I know at the Pentagon, Ryan, and that's not the information that I've got from people that I consider to be trusted sources. Now, you know this too, Ryan. A lot of the stuff that's out there also has been photoshopped, and it's nonsense photographs that are made up and contrived and altered. So that's the problem. There's truth in some of the questions that abound on the other building in New York, and also some of what you're talking about at the Pentagon. So I think the questions are right. There are things to look at, and there are reasons to say, well, why this and why that, and how come the cameras were removed? You're absolutely right on that track, but I don't agree with all of it. I think a lot of it then what happened was it takes over, and it's a perfect scenario for a conspiracy. I mean, it is. It's a conspiracy person's dream to be able to manipulate some of the information that was out there. But I'll give you that. Jamie McIntyre, I agree. I think it's ridiculous what happened with him, and I think he was spouting two very, very different stories. All right, Jeff is listening to us in D.C. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind? All right, we lost Jeff. Jeff, if you call back, we'll let you on the air. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And whether I agree with some of what Ryan said or disagree with part of what he's saying, remember, I say this all the time, and I truly mean it. I welcome any comments, left, right, completely in a different direction, or somewhere in between on whatever it is that we're talking about. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to let you hear different angles on the Quran burning. That's next.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
All right, the tug of war here in remembering 9/11 isn't over. The so-called pod people and the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. I mean, I understand the theories that are floating out there as to what happened to the wreckage of the plane and, you know, all that sort of stuff. My belief is, as I said, that the Pentagon is a building. I mean, look at it this way. I've been there how many times? Countless. It's a building made mostly of concrete and wood, and clearly mixed in, if you look closely at the photographs that aren't altered, you can see pieces of the luggage, right? And also, with the aluminum shards that are mixed in there, you can see some of the passenger jet which hit the Pentagon. We've had Denny Kelly on the show, who's an accident investigator, former pilot, and DJ Frost, and they've explained this to me as well. If you were to compare crashes, the debris was in small pieces, I don't know, maybe 6 feet long. You just don't see huge pieces of airplane sitting at crash sites in head-on collisions. And if you've looked at any other crash sites, then you know, and as I said, Denny Kelly on this show many, many times, that's what he does for a living and has told me numerous times, about some crazy things that do happen at sites where things do disappear. But pretty much that's what you'll get. So anyway, the point of bringing that up is what we're talking about here now, we're talking about not theories about what happened on 9/11, but the aftermath 9 years later. In other words, the reaction, like this Florida pastor who felt compelled to burn the Quran and now is saying he's rethinking, as of late Thursday, he's rethinking the position because he's saying he wasn't going to do it. But then the Muslim leader that he spoke to incorrectly apparently announced that the proposed Islamic center near Ground Zero in New York would be moved as part of the deal. So, hey, I'll give you this if you give me that. And I guess that's what he believed he was promised. And this is a crazy twist, crazy, crazy twist. You have the president begging this guy to call this off, that the timing is just poor and could hurt the troops in Afghanistan, is what you keep hearing from all the military people. In fact, here's what President Obama had to say about this whole event.
This stunt that he is talking about pulling could greatly endanger our young men and women in uniform who are in Iraq, who are in Afghanistan.
There you go. And then there was the comment from the pastor himself on the latest. Here's what he said about, you know, the freedom of speech and the whole idea behind it.
We feel that it's definitely a indirect attack upon our freedom of speech. It is putting, of course, we believe, unnecessary pressure upon us.
All right, so the pressure is definitely on because this is what everybody's talking about. I say water cooler buzz. This is the big water cooler buzz, to be sure. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Dale, give me your take on all of this.
Your tone. The gentleman in Arizona, I think Ryan, I respect his right to say what he feels and believes, as long as he respects my right to totally disagree.
There you go.
This comment today by this Imam Roth, you know, Roth reminds me of my old college days when I got sick from drinking too much.
That's right. We would call that Ralph, but
yeah,
Roth.
Yeah,
is
right,
close.
Right. Anyway, I guess I would say to him today, Kate, Imam Roth, we're tired of being intimidated, and that's exactly what you did today. You threatened us about what's going to happen around the world, like we're not threatened already. It doesn't take an event like this to have radical Muslims upset with the United States. And if you get real smart about it, they'll start burning them in trailer truck loads. So
you know what? You're absolutely right. What's now going to happen is this is going to get bigger. So it's not going to be a small s'more type burning of the Quran. It will be huge. It'll become larger than life, absolutely, because of the way the embers are being fanned in the other direction. You make an excellent point. You're right.
The Pastor Jones, I don't know anything about him other than he's a pastor of this small church. I don't believe that he would make the statement about waiting to do this without somebody talking to him and telling they are going to reconsider where they're going to place this. Now we're back to almost to square one, if you will.
Mm-hmm. We are.
About what's going to happen. But we're not stupid, Mr. Imam. We know what you're doing. We know what Cordova House is. And you're telling us it's going to be some kind of grand communication center and come-together center. You're being insensitive to us. Mm-hmm. And trying to build this building so close to Ground Zero. The families of people who who were lost on 9/11. They think it's intimidation, too. Don't kid yourself. So you're feeding the flames of a lot of violence by doing this. And I hope you'll have enough sense to reconsider. I don't think you got the brains to reconsider it. But I think there's a possibility.
Yeah, everybody and their brother is coming through trying to, you know, I said this before, follow the money. And one of the major backers doesn't really want to do it. So there's problems there. Donald Trump said, listen, I'll just buy the piece of property. And there was no selling this. So now this is about, I got my piece of property and I'm not letting go. And I'm also getting my 15 minutes of fame. And I'm spouting out all kinds of things like you saw today. Absolutely. He was just on Larry King the other night. So that's what it is.
You know, you see these little signs around Kate says, have you hugged your kids today?
Yeah.
It may be, have you burned your Quran today? I mean, it's going to get crazy.
And I agree.
I hope these people, they have a right to believe what they want to believe and practice their faith. But don't stick it in their face, mister, because we're not going for it.
I agree. Well said, Dale. You have a great weekend. You're absolutely right. Don't stick it in our face. That's part of the problem. And I think a lot of craziness is going to take place. And as I mentioned at the top, what's lost in this is all the blood that was shed in New York, in Washington, and on that field, because all of the attention is focused on other things. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of comments on I want to get this in because I know you won't be around tomorrow night. There was a caller to the UFO guy down the dial. A couple nights ago, he had a guest on talking about how the government doesn't trust the military, and he was talking about the surveillance society. And this kid called in from West Point, and I agree with him. He was a former military, and he was well-spoken. He basically said he believed that there was sort of a quasi or a government conspiracy, but a real Islamic terror sort of working hand in glove. I don't have a transcript of the call, but this, you know, I bought the line when it happened. Kate, I was there like you were there that day. I'll never forget it. I don't want to waste time reminiscing because the point I'm trying to make is, and the other guy that called before, prior, I thought he was a guest on your show. He had so much information, and you had to let him go. I just want to know one thing. I took machinist course in college. I have an associate's degree in engineering. I've driven big rigs, railroad trains. I just want to know one question about the plane in Shanksville. I don't care if you run it into the ground at 1,000 miles an hour. Every single molecule of the plane does not disintegrate. Where is the oleo, which is the strut for the aluminum strut for the wheels? Where are the wheels? Where are the engine blades? There's got to be something in that freaking in the ground that they could pull out. There was nothing there. As someone who has an engineering degree, and I do. All right, it's only an associate's degree. It's not important how smart or what our accident investigator. Just show me something in that ground in Shanksville. That's the only not the only thing. That bothers the living hell out of me about 9/11, that particular part. But I just want to make a couple of topics. Just take that and go with it. Gerald Celente, he's a trends researcher. He says, forget about burning the Quran. You don't think that the fact that we're in Afghanistan or in these other lands, that doesn't piss people off? I mean, just think of the bigger picture here. And I want to go back to Triple Cross, the book by Peter Lance. I urge your whole audience to read that book. I'm staring at it right now as I'm making this phone call. There are so many questions that need to be answered. There needs to be another 911 commission because 8 of the 11 commissioners said it was a farce. It was a cover-up of what's going on. And I'm very thrilled that the American people are asking questions because we don't want to wait.
I agree with that. I think there is a lot of bogus crap out there, though, too, that where things are altered, and you and I both know that, and everyone can find that, too. And because I have knowledge through investigators and people I know that a lot of what you see truly happened, but you're right. There are absolutely things that we don't know. And I know from other accident sites, Mark, that things are removed. Things are removed a lot of times. So that's not... That does happen. Absolutely. You're absolutely 100% right on that. I'm sorry we're out of time, so we're up against it. We're going to take some more here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, we're going off on all kinds of tangents. You want to talk about the burning of the Quran or your thoughts of the mosque / Islamic Center? You certainly can do that. And, hey, you can throw in your two cents if you have your own conspiracy theory on what happened on 9/11. The problem I have, and it's like Mark was saying, he was there. And because I was there and because I have sources and talks to them, because trust me, I mean, listen, if things were really, really Jimmy rigged and I could prove it, I would nail any of the suckers to the wall, even if it meant risking my own life. I mean, honest to God, I mean that. And there's all these theories floating around that there was no plane wreckage at the site in Shanksville, and that Flight 93 landed and then got off, deported in Cleveland, and the cell phone calls were fake. I mean, there's all kinds of different claims about things. And I'll say this again because of the people I know who have no ties to the government, who are, one, for example, has told me about things that happen at airline crash sites that are, that would make your hair stand up, where somebody's trying to remove something or trying to remove evidence because of lawsuits or whatever. But In the plane, now I'm going back to the plane in Shanksville, I think, honestly, on everything that I've been told from people who know about just crashes are not trying to, would be totally willing to embrace if there was something more sinister going on or if they really believe something more sinister was happening. And you have to remember this. Think of a high-speed crash and what it can, what it reduces planes to. And that would be rubble, small, nothing rubble. So, you know, like the remains of Flight 93 were recovered from the crater that was produced by the fall into a soft landfill. So they did pull things, because if you remember, because I covered this, I remember them pulling out black boxes, all that sort of stuff, and it was very puzzling. Because how many people know anything about plane crashes smashing into whatever it is, whether it's the Pentagon or whether it's this field in Shanksville? Now, do I think things were held back? Do I think information was held back? Do I think that there are puzzling, there are things that puzzle people and should, and that people are asking questions? Absolutely. And you never stop asking questions, no matter if everybody agrees with it or not. That's because if you stop doing that, then anything could be perpetrated upon you. And that's, you know, absolutely not a good thing. 800-259-5791. Let's see. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hi, darling.
How are you?
I'm fat. But I'm feeling good.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Now, look, I remember watching on TV a man flying out of the building there, staring down at the ground with his glasses and his suit blowing past him,
mm-hmm.
and his last moments on this earth. And what happened happened. It really did. The plane crashes in the Pentagon.
Absolutely.
There was pieces, tiny pieces. Shanksville. There was a debris field there that was equal to nothing I'd ever seen before, and it was immediately set upon by the best investigators we have. All of this happened. The kook theories out there, you can forget it. Now, to get to another point, I've been thinking about your brotherhood scenario of how we must be kind to our Muslim brothers and sisters. And so I think that we should all make them cookies with pictures of Muhammad made with bacon fat. According to Muslim law, any contact with pig fat will send them straight to hell. Now, you understand how I feel about our Muslim brothers. And
right.
One more thing, darling, we get rid of these clowns. You don't have to go through one of those little scanners where they can see everything you got when you go through the airport. And we don't have to have people feeling you around and patting you down, shall we say.
You know what? I agree on the patting down thing. It is infuriating to me because, let's face it, what we're talking about from 9/11, it altered our way of life. It did. It altered our way of life, and it's infuriating. And I agree with you. It's evasive. I agree with what's happening. That I don't agree with what's happening with the procedures at the airport. It's ridiculous. And yet we know, really, on the back end, that's where people are getting in. And if somebody's going to blow up a plane or do something like that, most likely, that's how they're going to get beyond there. On the idea of the Muslims, okay, I get it, Dan. I give. You just, they're not going to go there. You're not going to say that there's not any peaceful American Muslims who were sworn in, who love America as much as every Catholic and Baptist and Jew in the country and, you know, Scientologist. I mean, I think Scientology is kooky, nutty, and stupid. But there are people in this country who embrace Scientology. So you know what I'm saying. And you don't want to completely evaporate people who are absolutely not extremists, because then we don't want to be those kind of people, because if you go too far down that road, then you can't come back, and then who knows what's next. Well, we don't like Catholicism. We don't like whatever. You get what I'm saying there. And I'm totally on board with extremists. Hang them upside down. Cut their heads off. You know, I mean, I have a radical idea of how, really, you should have just turned the land into glass. And look what's happened. We pussyfoot around everything. I agree with you. It's ridiculous. We give and we give and we give and we give and we bleed. And then what do we get? We get spit at in our face over anti-America, anti-America this, blah, 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 you know, whatever. Now, it's interesting, before we got into the discussion about 9/11, before we went sideways a little bit with Ryan, one thing he did say that I agreed with is interesting. He said he felt sorry for Muslim people because, look, we're invading their lands. You know, so that's definitely a point of view that's out there, like, whoa, all right, we don't want you here, so just leave. If you're chasing the Taliban, you're chasing Al-Qaeda, you're chasing down the ghost of Osama bin Laden or whatever, but if you don't want us here, then that's what I say. And we should have pulled out a long time ago. If it's constantly, we don't want your help, just get away from us, then maybe we should have gotten away from it. All right, Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Kate, is this the Coast to Coast show? George Norrie at night or Art Bell? I thought I was a conspiracy theorist. Well, for crying out loud, four airplanes left airports that day and they're nowhere to be found. What are you trying to tell me? That the plane that crashed in Shanksville where people are hiding out somewhere? You know, one of the guys on the plane was a multi-billionaire, like, oh, yeah, I'll just give up my lifestyle and just to hide some conspiracy for the government? For crying out loud, people, you know, the planes are gone, the people are gone. We should respect their memory. And
yeah.
You don't sit back and say, oh, it's the government who did this.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I grew up. Oh, I can't believe what I was hearing there, Kate. You know, but he did. You just brought up a good point, Kate. You know, he did make a good point. We went onto their land. What caused 9/11?
What'd you say? Say that again.
What caused 9/11 to happen? Why did Osama bin Laden do what he did?
As retribution because of invasion.
Exactly, because we put American troops on Saudi soil. Now, yes, the royal family said, blame them, go in and take Saddam out or you know, do what you got to do to Saddam, you know. But the fact is, before the Gulf War, back in 1990, there were no American troops on Saudi, on Arabic soil. And so, in a sense, who started, you know, whether or not we needed to be there or not, whether we needed to be there to keep the royal family in charge of Saudi Arabia, that can all be a different discussion. But the fact is, the man attacked us because we came to their soil, and they were like, hey, you know, you stay on your side of the block, we stay on our side of the block, and we stop that from happening. Or, you know, I'm not trying to blame it on us, but I'm just trying to say that we're not standing 100% like we're just some lamb walking down, you know, out in the prairie field in the big wolf underneath us, you know.
Right, absolutely. We were there. He was right about that. Absolutely. That's part of it. Absolutely, 100%. Hey, you enjoy your weekend. Thanks for the call. Yeah, so quickly time with so many people calling in. Hope you can hang around for the next hour. Just remember this. The takeaway, I think, from this discussion, isn't this great that we can have this discussion, whether we're all off in different directions or not? And why can we do that? Because it's the price of freedom. And a lot of people have paid the price with their lives so that we can have the opportunity to express our different points of view. Keep that close and hold it tight.